got a couple of text messages also. I would like to see who is this. I don't know who this is. An unknown person that said, a April 29 show posting same as April 30. Are you really big fatty? Thank you. I am aware, but thank you. Let's see. What else do we have here? Thanks for suggesting listeners try ChatGPT for a task. I uploaded the 2025 So-So Question Contest Ledger and told it to pick this year's winner, whichever it liked best, but to be fair about it. After a surprisingly long period of contemplation, ChatGPT chose a winner. So there you go. If you entered the Big Fatty So-So contest, or So-So Collar questions, So-So Question Contest, which I hear may be rigged, if you entered that, just know ChatGPT actually selected the winner. And then that same person texting later, I hear you saying the caller isn't in Adam's database. It's Kathy Marshall. I contextually, I figured out that it was Kathy Marshall. Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
If you entered Big Fatty,
yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3508 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 14th of May. 2025, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we're going to announce the So-So winner. Big Fatty, I'm going to take a nap. Hello, mediocrity, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope that hump day is going well. Big Fatty, you going to be able to stay awake? Well, I decided I needed to just go ahead and shove this one out. Big Fatty, it's kind of like opening your loins and just unhinging your sphincter. Yo, I got to tell you something. Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. He said, where is it? Just once in my life, I want to be as happy as Big Fatty is when he's listening to a shark story. Chris, thank you so much for that. Y'all, that tickled me. Big Fatty, did he use a feather? No, that he wrote that. Because, y'all, I really have gotten tickled over the shark stories. Still waiting for Scott in Northern California to clean up the end of his shark story. Big Fatty, we were caught mid jettison. Yes. Anyway, Scott, still waiting. but y'all, we're not waiting as long as we've waited for the end of the So-So Question Contest. So, y'all, it's time for a little mediocrity. Let's do it. Yes, Big Fatty. Well, y'all, before we go any further, I want to thank the Hooterville Symphony Orchestra for our So-So Question concert there. And y'all, I'm just going to go back and just read Kathy Marshall's first e-letter to me. Here's Dear Big Fatty, here at the, I think I've read this, but we're just going to recap. Here at the SSQD, you know, that's the So-So Question Desk, and Discount Lawn Service, recent staffing cutbacks have led to unprecedented wait times. We appreciate your patience. Yesterday, ChatGPT's Al picked the winner of the So-So Question Contest, ending months of focused procrastination and outright dilly-dallying. The contestants have probably even forgotten that they called in an entry this year. ChatGPT said it was, quote, charmed by a certain entry. In fact, it picked a first runner up, which I did not request, that was called in by the same person. So y'all, not only did the winner of the social question contest get selected, but the mechanical picked the first runner up. In the future, all mediocrity will be outsourced to our robot overlords, Love, Kathy Marshall, at the So-So Question Desk and Discount Lawn Service. P.S. It's a good thing there aren't many lawns in San Francisco. The SSQD uses scissors. Having traded the lawnmower for a microwave back in the 1990s, I wonder if that was in a Mano radar range oven. PPS, using Al to pick a winner was such a good idea. Daniel Bieber deserves credit for the idea. PPPS, I think I'm forgetting something. But what? And y'all, she didn't send the winner. and so I had to write her back. And so she wrote back, and this is where we were yesterday. Dear Big Fatty, I meant to send this right away, but the internet ate my dog. Wait, that's not right. Maybe I should have let Al write this. And y'all, here it is. Are you ready? Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, drum roll, please. It says, Al was charmed by Dr. Stone's question, what are the best crackers? Saltines, oyster crackers, or Ritz? Well, congratulations, Dr. Stone. You can't go wrong with a soup-related question, especially not when you've got Al picking the winner. Al wanted to write his own note of congratulations, but I told him he'd done enough for one day. The prize should be along soon. It's only May and early in the month at that. Love, Kathy Marshall, on behalf of the SSQD. P.S. I'll need Dr. Stone's e-letter address and P.O. box number. I promise I won't pass it along to Al, although I'm sure he has it already. So congratulations to Dr. Stone for winning the So-So Question Contest. Y'all, something tells me that may have been the question that he submitted at the end of last year's contest but it came in late, so it was going to be the first question of this year, and I lost it. And so he had to send it to me again, but I may be wrong about that. But y'all, that's some more of those peanuts. Yes, Big Fatty, they make you very gassy. They do indeed. So, Dr. Stone, you and Kathy Marshall are going to have to hook up. Ready? I'm sure you'll want to call in and express your extreme disappointment in winning the So-So Question contest. And y'all, I want to thank Kathy Marshall for doing this year after year. Y'all, it's a labor of love, but I think she kind of enjoys it. And y'all, she does a bang up job. Compiling all the entries, and I mean, y'all, she types them all out, and you know, she's a transcriber at the SSQD between her lawn duties. And Kathy, thank you so much for that, and congratulations, Dr. Stone.
Yeah, congratulations, Dr. Stone.
He's got voice letters galore and ass Big Fatty. Gentlemen call a Leaports, oh how natty. Train wrecks and natterfests, a delightful mix. Listeners tuning in for their daily kicks. He Big Fatty, Big Fatty, legend we hail. from Fatty, cause he broadcasts, yes, setting sail. Yes, reports, shopping tales, and sports ball news. His laughter, contagious, chasing away the blues.
Oh, Big Fatty, the Big Fatty Blues. How appropriate on So-So Question Day announcement. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, what I was going to tell you yesterday, was y'all, a week or so ago, I bought me a new set of sheets at the Kurz, and y'all, I had a 40% off coupon, I bought it, but y'all, they are 1,500 thread count Egyptian cotton sheets. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. When I picked up the package, y'all, it's like, my God, these things are heavy. And y'all, you can just feel the quality in them. They're substantial. And I slept on the new sheets for the first time last night. Oh, Big Fatty, was there a reason why you did that? Well, yeah, there was.
Mystery Date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I totally agree, squeaky gentleman caller. Oh. Okay, y'all, this was a returnee, and y'all, I really, really enjoy playing with this gentleman caller. I don't get to do it very often, but y'all, you know, it was a full moon, and you know, strange things happen at the full moon. Yes, Big Fatty, and so y'all, he came over. Just as the news was coming on, so what is that, about 6:30 p.m. In the evening, y'all, he didn't leave until about 10 minutes after 8 p.m. Y'all, it was absolutely lovely, just lovely. And, it was just fun. It was just fun and
tasty too.
Well, okay, but anyway, so y'all, he left, and y'all, I turned on the sports ball because the Atlanta Braves were playing, and y'all got to the end of the eighth inning, and the game got tied up at 3 apiece, and so y'all, then it was. It was the bottom of the ninth, and y'all, they pulled it out. Oh, Big Fatty, are we talking about sports ball? Yes, we're talking about sports ball now. Yes, Big Fatty. And they won. It was a walk-off win, and so they were all celebrating. Y'all, they've got a thing where whoever is responsible for the win, they take a big bucket of Hubba Bubba, not Hubba Bubba. What is that bubble game? Bazooka? Maybe it is Hubba Bubba. Bubble gum container, and they put it on the winner's head like a hat. Oh yes, Big Fatty, nothing like the bubble gum hat. It's true. But y'all, I also ordered a quart of the paint that I needed to paint the wall here in the studio. So that's going to be a project this week. And y'all, it did finally stop raining. And so that was good. Slept like a baby on those new sheets. Y'all, they're nice. They're really, really nice. So if you decide you want to do something nice for yourself, get you some
High thread count Egyptian cotton sheets. Yes, Big Betty. got up Tuesday morning, and I had my coffee, had a little brufkas. What did I have for brufkas? I just some ham and cheese. Didn't have very much. And, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, went to senior size class, did the big circle, came home, and what did I had me a little something-something when I came home, too. I don't remember what it was, but I had it. And, oh, yeah, I do. It was, y'all, I had this this cheese dip, and I had some of those little sausages. It was not the Andouille sausage cowens. It's just the regular summer sausage cowens. And so I heated up the cheese dip and put those cowens in there. And just, y'all, it was nice. It was like a charcuterie soup. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, charcuterie soup. And Big Fatty, what kind of crackers did you have? I didn't have crackers. anyway... And so I did that, and y'all, I caught the end of The Price is Right, and y'all, then I switched over and watched that, it was The Price is Right at night on Monday night, so I recoded that, and I watched it, and then I watched that Stephen Colbert, Colbert, and y'all, I got an e-letter from the guy that I was trying to locate, and y'all, it was the guy that had I had directed in a play, and the theater passed it the e-letter along to him, and he's out there in the California, he wrote me and. Just a kind response. And y'all, I wrote him back, and you know, I went into kind of details of what I've been up to. Big Fatty, I know that'll put him to sleep. And so we'll see if we hear back from him. But anyways, just nice to touch base with someone who. I told him that about the letter he wrote me, and that I have it on display here at the villa, and that I told him, you probably don't remember writing this, but it is truly one of my most cherished theater artifacts. Big Fatty, speaking of artifacts, never mind. Look in the mirror. Anyway, and y'all, now here I am sitting down. Big Fatty, you know what you didn't do? What? Good morning, Big Fatty. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I can't believe that I forgot to do good morning, Big Fatty. Big Fatty is just downtown, all the way downtown. And y'all, that keyboard. That keyboard that I was going to see if my neighbor wanted it to take to the music program. Vader says it's not a musical keyboard. It's a MIDI, M-I-D-I keyboard. Y'all, it's pretty big to be MIDI. Big Fatty, I think that's mini. Oh, as in mouse? No, Big Fatty, we're not talking about Rat World right now. More on that later. Anyway, we'll see. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Bieber, you know, he was filling in for old Crooked Hat last week. And Daniel Bieber, anything you scared of?
If you entered Big Fatty.
Oh, well, did you know? Would gentlemen call it? Well, let's just leave it at whoa.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.